This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is... Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I work in radio, you know. I'm in the studio with...
Christine Wong.
And Audrey Raj.
So we started off the show all about customer service. Then we somehow segued into hugging cows. What's the messages you've got for me now, then?
So this is on our customer service story. This is by John Lim. And he says, regarding customer service, it's always better to speak to someone. Problems are perceptions. What's urgent, important to you may not be priority for the company. He also adds that the push towards AI should be made complementary with human service. But he feels it's all cost-driven and likewise lengthy menus, which makes him want to hang whoever came up with that.
Agreed.
Is a frustrating process. And more often than not, the customer has to pay for the privilege of the call. He also goes on to talk a lot about the cost of configuring this system and how to configure a perfect system. But basically, he feels it should be complimentary.
I agree. I mean, there's been times when I've had to call my credit card company overseas and I've been on hold for, you know, Lord knows how long.
Yeah, I think the problem with a lot of the automated customer service stuff is literally just the hold time.
It's
That's
so annoying.
All we want to get rid of.
Okay, let's move on. Final story, how Huawei have got caught faking DSLR shots as smartphone pictures in a commercial.
Yeah.
Now, why would you do this?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, why would you do this? But I think the more important thing is how people found out. So smartphone cameras are better than ever, but sometimes there's just no substitute for a full-size DSLR. Weirdly enough, it seems that Huawei thinks so too, because a shot in their latest commercial for the new Nova 3 smartphone has been revealed by a behind-the-scenes photo to be a DSLR, not the actual smartphone, as the ad implies. This was spotted by Reddit user AbdullahSub3. So what happens in the ad is that about halfway through, a bickering couple takes a selfie together and is apparently to show off like, oh, Huawei's AI and camera tech make it so that the woman doesn't need to put on makeup. But a since-deleted Instagram picture posted by the actress in the scene reveals that instead of a fun selfie from the Nova 3, the shot in question came from a DSLR and was shot by a professional photographer. In fact, the Nova 3 doesn't actually seem to be in the frame at all.
Interesting.
Ooh. In Huawei's defense, the ad never outright claims that the picture was shot on Nova 3, although one could argue it was pretty heavily implied. It's also not Huawei's first marketing mishap. The company was also caught photoshopping away bezels on renderings from the P8, and it was found to have posted a shot that appeared to be from a P9 on its Google Plus page that the metadata revealed that was shot on a Canon EOS 5D Mark III as well. And the thing is, I was kind of off two minds when I saw this. Number one, why would you post a behind-the-scenes photo of it revealing the illusion of the thing? Number two, advertisements have been using fake stuff like this for years, decades, centuries, anyway.
Yes.
Like, every single food thing we see in advertising is a lie,
yes.
Sadly, for my stomach.
Yes.
But, you know, this really, I don't know, I still felt really hurt by this somehow, I guess, because the actual
Deceived.
Service, like, the actual service that they're trying to, you know, show is being faked. But I don't know if that matters, because everything in advertising is fake. So.
I think part of that is because if you remember a year or so ago, maybe a couple of years ago,
right.
When you were driving down like the highways and you would see advertisements for Apple's iPhone,
yeah.
You would see stunning pictures.
Yes, and the panoramas,
and it would say images shot on an Apple iPhone. And you knew that, well, all right. So you thought it was implied, and they stated that it was done by that phone.
Yeah.
And so I think that kind of mentality has seeped through into what we think nowadays. I mean, and it's true. You know, I see a picture that's advertising a phone, and I assume it's been taken by that phone on that that camera on that phone.
Agreed. And one of the top three reasons why people purchase a selected phone over the others is because of its camera nowadays. You know, everybody does voice calls or takes selfies or documents everything using their phone camera as opposed to carrying another camera on the side, because it's so much easier to upload onto social media or onto your cloud.
True.
Right.
So this is important, and I think it's really unfair that Huawei did this. If they claim that the photo was taken using the Nova 3, I think there could be a case against them for something like that.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think in the ad it wasn't explicitly stated, but it's very clearly implied to push the phone out for like a selfie, and then it's actually a DSLR.
Because the image of the ad itself was a couple taking a selfie,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
So sneaky.
Very, very sneaky. Huawei, don't do that.
That's just silly. Right, it's pretty much time for us to wrap up, ladies and gents. What a great show today. It's been a lot of fun. We started off, I expected this to get a lot more heated regarding, you know, customer service. We ended up talking about hugging cows.
Yay.
And I've got a tweet here from Jeremy X, who says, great laughing weeks at yogurt classes. Sure you're not dreaming, Richard. I can assure you this was very real. Jeremy, go out and Google that when you're not at work, I'd suggest.
Why didn't we cover that on BizBytes?
I'm pretty sure we did, you know. I think it was mentioned somewhere.
I would also like to say, if people don't want to laugh, they just want an awe, you can Google blow-dried cows on Google Images. They're the best thing ever. Trust me.
Blow-dried cows.
Blow-dried cows.
All right.
Personal recommendation, what to do on the public holiday tomorrow.
There you go, yes. Enjoy your public holiday tomorrow. Right, let's quickly run through the stories that we covered. Of course, we started off with that story about why AI is the next revolution in customer service, and we were asking you lot to feedback whether or not you'd prefer speaking to a human being or AI when it comes to dealing with an issue.
And then we talked about maybe kind of the dumbest team building exercise ever called Cuddle a Coworker Day, which then led to us talking about how apparently a real team building exercise involved cuddling cows. Mm. Thank you again for that, Tim.
Yeah, and then that story about how more people than ever are ditching their smartphones for burners or dumb phones or feature phones just because they want to disconnect and they don't really care about FOMO.
Yep, and then we talked about how Huawei got caught faking DSLR shots and smartphone pictures in a commercial for their new phone.
Thank you very much for all of your tweets, all of your WhatsApps, all of your comments on our Instagram story. If you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can head over to bfm.my and download the podcast from there. If you don't want to do that, you can also download the BFM app, which is available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play. It's pretty much time for us to wrap up, but we've got the Breakfast Grill replay coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Putrajaya is showing no sign of slowing down its commitment for changes and reforms at the federal government level, and the scrutiny on mega projects and Chinese investments in the country continue. As the Prime Minister prepares to meet Chinese officials, the Breakfast Grill spoke to Chinese developers Country Garden Pacific's View head of strategy, Eng Ju Han, about the impact of these unfolding events on the company. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury on behalf of Christine Wong and Audrey Raj. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. Enjoy your holiday tomorrow, and we will be back on Thursday. You've been listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.